Parshas Shavua is Parshas Yitzchak. Has in it many Yisoidus. Yitzchak coming along. That's why we call it the name of Yitzchak. Most predominant noise subject of the Parsha is Kabbalah Satira. That's Baruch Hu was Yoyra than Har Sinai and gave the Torah. This sugya comes twice in the Chumash, once here and once in Sefer Dvorim, Parsha Veskanan. It's Dvorim Chashuvim V'amukim, and many years we have spent on both in the Shmuzim, both on the subject of Kabbalah Satayta, what the Seres and Dibris were, the special Giluim which were there. Today, we're going to do something different, special, unique for today. It's not instead of what we did previous years. I advocate people should listen to the disc of the previous years. It's on top. We're going to talk about Shabbos. One of the Ten Commandments is, one of the ten, so it's a Diblis, incorrectly translated commandments, one is Shabbos. Something which is negar to everybody every day. So the Vogum Chashuvim Shabbos. Far too many times the subject of Shabbos gets eradicated too quickly. We keep it, because Hilchas Shabbos, we don't understand a lot about Shabbos. And we don't understand why it has such a predominant and a big Chashivus in Klal Yisrael. So we're going to jump over to Masechah Shabbos, Sugyas of Shabbos, even though, as I say, there's very many other important things. At least we'll hear a little bit about Shabbos. Maybe as a Hakdama, as an introduction. Maybe as an introduction, the first mitzvah of the Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, belief in Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu appearing to Klal Yisrael and describing, not through a third medium, not through somebody else, but directly in a way which all Klal Yisrael heard the nevuah of Hashem speaking to Moshe and to them and saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Not Hashem said that he was Anochi. Klal Yisrael, all the millions of people that heard with their own ears, saw with their own eyes, literally saw with their own eyes, which is sugi of its own, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Be'eretz Yisrael. Afterwards, next, there was the first of the Aseres HaDibros. Not the Ten Commandments, but ten utterances. Then, we had the next one, Lo Yirlecha. Do not contemplate, there's any other energies in the world which have any spiritual or physical powers which are not controlled by Hashem Yisborach. Next is, Lo Yisisa Es Shem Hashem Elokecha Leshav. Perush, on a simple level, do not swear falsely in Hashem's name. Do not carry Hashem's name, Leshav, for in vain. And the expression of that is, there are certain societies, and maybe better said, certain strata of certain societies, who curse a lot. And they like cursing, not only cursing, using what they call, in their concept, holy items by which to curse and prove. And there are some very low standards of society, that the person is trying to sell you something which has got no value whatsoever, and you swear by everything which is holy to him that has got so much value it's really worthwhile buying. Yeah? And then suddenly he believes in God, and he believes in all type of things, he starts swearing, you never heard it? Never heard? Yeah, and it's met in a lot of places, unfortunately. There is such a mitzvah. Now, says the Torah, don't think that this idea of Hashem is only a philosophical or maybe a hashkofa issue of understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu is one and he created the world and Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be believed in and lo yilecha lehim acherim, don't believe in something else. No. The concept of Hashem is something in practical everyday life as well. Do not misuse the name of Hashem. Do not profane the name of Hashem by swearing about it. Shav, for vain things, that's the halacha of Shavuot Shav. Even Shavuot Shav means for no good reason. Even making sure that that's a wall. It is a wall. And he swears by Hashem's name it's a wall. That's profaning Hashem. It's making it cheap. And, of course, false, etc. That's the Sisa Hashem HaKadoshah. So therefore, that Hashem comes into your everyday life. What's the next commandment? Shabbos. Now we're ready for Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a commandment. Ooh, it's the fourth. And it's the opening before all the other ones of a very broad system. In fact, if you look at that Seiros HaDibros, you'll find more words spent on Shabbos than on any of the other ones. So lengthy. Zohar, we all know it, because we have it from Kiddush. Zohar, as Yom Shabbos HaKachoy, remember the day of Shabbos in order to make it holy. And Sheshes, Yomim, Tavi, V'sichon, Komenatecha, 6 days work and do all your work. And of course, it seems to be a double loshen. Shesh yom tava, 6 days work. V'osiso, and do all your work. Well, you just said 6 days work. So what's v'osiso? Kol menachtecha. What does Rashi say? Rashi says it means another thing. 6 days you work. And when it comes to Shabbos, your mind should be switched off from work. It should be in your mind, ki'ilu kol menachtecha asuyo. You should consider switch off, change your disc. You haven't got any outstanding position, you've got no losses, no profits, no plans. It's finished. That part of the world is dead. It's completely switched off. It doesn't exist. Call Malakta Asuya, Shloi Taharak Malacha. Don't think about Malacha. Your Malacha's over. No, for you and me, it's pretty easy. What Malacha do you? Polishing your shoes. You don't do much more. But for people who've got Malacha, they've got business and really big business and activity going on, it's a big Nisayan. The frat is they work in the office till late Friday afternoon, they rush home, kol oid nishvosabom, they quickly go to the mikveh of a shower, ready for Shabbos. Phew, this is getting in time, as long as the nerves are there, it's to switch off suddenly from the mind which has been running the whole time, Shabbos, not easy. So the Torah says, Shesham Tavit, work. But be careful to pick such a job during the 6 days, that on Shabbos you can switch off. But if you got a job during the 6 days that Shabbos you can't switch off, and you can't be Mekayim, a seesaw, chol malachtecha. You gotta switch off. Extra difficult it is for people who are working the shares and stocks and all this type of thing. Unpredictable type of activities. And, you know, they're really going, the whole Shabbos, they're watching, is it going up or is it going down? And to stop, and to stop that, the mind is off. That's a bigness, sorry. It's a gewaltige schar. Those are Mekayim, it's gewaltige mitzvah. Gewaltige mitzvah. V'yei mashvi and Shabbos. Shabbos l'Hashem alaykech. The seventh day is the Shabbos. V'itaska malocha. Don't do any malocha. Ato, you, bincho, your son. Very interesting. Chiyuv to make sure that your children are not mechal Shabbos. Ubitcha, daughter. Avdecha, moscha, v'entecha, shekesh, v'b'sholecha. Ki sheishes yamin, because during 6 days, also Hashem, Hashem created Esa Shamayim, Esa Arts. He made the heaven and earth. Esa Yom, the sea, v'chal HaShavon. V'ayonah, v'yemeshu, Yekosh Baruch Hu himself, kaviyochel, rested, whatever that means, rested on the seventh day. Al-Kain, and therefore, Beirach es Yom HaShabbos, because Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, Shabbos, Vayekadshehu, and he sanctified it. So that's the Psukim on Shabbos. We'll go through a little bit in Rashi, just be ma'ayan first on a simple level, and then we'll try and delve a little bit deeper, so we shall find, what's this side of Shabbos? That we are supposed to keep the Shabbos, what we're supposed to do with the Shabbos, and what's so special about the Shabbos. First of all, Rashi starts on the pasuk, famous pasuk, Zochor es Yoim HaShabbos HaKadoshim. Remember Shabbos too. V'mekadosh it. Rashi points out what's Zochor es Yoim HaShabbos HaKadoshim. Zochor, it means remember. But there is another terminology which is Shomer es Yom HaShabbos. Shomer es Yom HaShabbos is in Parshas Vo'eschanan, in the Ten Commandments there. So Rashi says, it's not just two terminologies, Zohar and Shomer. But Rashi says, a big chiddush with Chazal, Zohar v'Shomer b'dibur echad nemru. Because Baruch Hu said, simultaneously, at the same time exactly, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos and Shomer es Yom HaShabbos. Which a normal mouth cannot do. A normal set of ears cannot hear. Because if you heard Zohar, you don't hear Shomer. And if you heard Shomer, you can't hear Zohar. And here, it was fused into one. Automatically, they heard them both. It's a big nace to happen. And we want to understand what's the implication of the nace. Because, well, just did a nace like that? No, it must be a reason for it. And it's a reason which is relevant to us. Because, you know, on Friday night, we all say Lechodoidi. And what's the second stance of Lechodoidi? Shomer v'zachar b'diburecha. So why does it start there with Shomer v'zachar? It should be Zachar v'shomer. No, who knows the pshat? Poetic license, because the name of the Mechaber was Shloime, and he wants to write Shloime. If you start with Zachar, Zachar y'mishabzachar, you get to Zvulun, but you don't get to Shloime. So he went on to Shomer v'zachar b'diburecha. He's right. Both were together, but the Seidem Sukkim is Zohar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echa. So, this is a nace we have to understand. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do to make those two together? What's the meaning of it? Rashi continues to say another biur, which is built on the Gemara v'Shamba, he still didn't have to suit you there. Tenu leiv liskar tomi des yehem Shabbos. You got to have the day of Shabbos on your mind the whole time. It should be on your attention constantly. How can Shabbos be on your attention constantly? If you met a nice item, you bumped into a nice item. Put it aside for Shabbos. Psh, a nice thing. Not now. Put it aside for Shabbos. And by putting it aside for Shabbos, one is mekayim zocher as you have a Shabbos lekacher. Remember the Shabbos lekacher. That's what it means. Zohar is Yom HaShabbat. Remember the Shabbos HaKadosh. That's what it means. Zohar is Yom HaShabbat. You must mean it on Shabbos. How do you remember it? Tuesday afternoon, he found something. No, I'm not going to use the food weekday. It's for Shabbos. And Halacha L'Maaseh, that's a very simple thing. That if a person finds something which is to buy a suit, he buys a suit for Shabbos. He buys a hat, he buys for Shabbos. He's to buy a light, Chvei Shabbos Kodesh, if it's kosher as well. Yeah, but if you say the Chvoi Shabbos Kodesh, etc., furniture, the Chvoi Shabbos Kodesh, everything he does, the Chvoi Shabbos Kodesh, and then he remembers the week. The Ramban brings another perush, that's one of the reasons when we speak in the Torah Dikeler Loshen, we don't have a name for any of the days of the week. The only name we have for the days of the week is Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi. Did you ever think, why Rebaran? Because of Zohar is Yom HaShabbat, by that you remember Shabbos. If you say today is Tuesday, it's a day of its own. There's another day Wednesday, there's another day Shabbos. But if you say today is Yom Gimel, the third day, it's the third day of what? Of the week which is going around Shabbos. So you make time Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. And that's why we say in the morning after Shachris, Yom Yom, today is the first day, the second, in Shabbos. That's remembering Shabbos. We're revolving around Shabbos. We're before Shabbos, we're after Shabbos, we're around Shabbos. Shabbos is the central thing. That's Zohar Yom HaShabbos. That's all that. So then you got the work for 6 days. All your malachim will be done. Then you have to masbir the ketanim. Then, says Rashi at the end, what's Al Kain therefore? Beirach Hashem is Yom HaShabbos v'yekachay. So Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the day of Shabbos and he was mekadeshit. Mekadeshit means he horrified, made a Kodesh. Does anybody know what it means to bless? And what does it mean to make a Kodesh? These are words which, of course, are holy words. What do they mean? So Rashi tells you, the Chazal, B'mon. What was the Baruch in Mon? Do you remember last week's Pasha? What happened on the first time Shabbos was mentioned as a Tzivui? What happened? They got a double portion of Mon on Friday. That's Baruch, extra. Okay? And by Kacheu, how did he make Shabbos holy? How did he make it holy? Because on Shabbos, the day, it didn't come down. So again, you got Beirach, who is Mevorach by making double Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, it was Mekadeshit by it not coming down. Now, all this is, of course, the framework, the structure for which we want to start. Let's go a little bit deeper, maybe not a little deeper. And it'll give you a different time in understanding what Shabbos is all about. You mean Kayim Shabbos better with Lev and Nefesh and Neshama and Ruach, you can be into it properly. Before starting, I'll tell you where we're aiming. And you'll have to hold on tight to get there, but we will get there. The Chazal tell us that a person, by keeping Shabbos, is made, testifies, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Is made on my separation that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world. That's one of the reasons why we say Vayichulu afterwards, some say Be'edus afterwards, if you missed the Shri Yotzibar. The Edus on Kadosh Baruch Hu made my separations. Built by Yechura Shemayim V'chol Tzvom. And that's something to understand. How does you are not doing Malacha on Shabbos be an Edus, or how is the Shabbos a Edus that Hashem made the world? That needs explanation. It could be taken simple. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world the 6 days, not the 7th. We work for 6 days and 7th. That is an Ois of Shabbos. It's an Ois, it's a sign. But is it Edus? Is it proof? Edus means proof. Where does the proof lie in that? The Yetra Meshulah. And Chazal says, it's an Edus. It's an Edus. There's nobody who has not experienced something positive and unique in Shabbos. Most people have had a very unique experiences, have had some very unique experiences that Shabbos, they felt really mizdabik in something, but they couldn't really define it. What is this Shabbos all about? We'll start with an interesting thing. Kim'at the only halacha, I don't say the only one, but kim'at the only halacha where there's dine hachona for it, is Shabbos. Matzah, there's also din achona. Sukkah, there's a day of that also. Aber be'ikah, rov mitzvahs, for example, tefillin, give you an example. There's a halacha, you have to put on tefillin. It's got to be black, it's got to be square, it's got to have a lot of details to it, and you got to have all the details carried out. But we don't find it a mitzvah being told to prepare hilchas mezuzah or hilchas tefillin. Or how to make it. Since you have to make it, since you have to wear it or put it on your house, you have to make it. It's not a din b'fnasmai. L'chura, the Torah could have been satisfied if it just told you, listen, you cannot cook on Shabbos, and you can't bake on Shabbos, and you can't do a whole 39 melachos on Shabbos, and there's many other things you cannot do on Shabbos, and therefore, what will everybody come to the conclusion? Erev Shabbos, he'll make some food. Cholent, he'll make something else. Chopped liver. Doesn't like that, make something else. He'll make. He's going to starve. You know, and if he starves the first week, he'll know next week to prepare. Oh, but that's not what the Torah told you. The Torah told you, there's a separate mitzvah to make hachonah for Shabbos. Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, yechon Shabbos. Umi she'loi tov ha'shav, lechon Shabbos. Big kiddush. If he didn't prepare Shabbos, you come on Shabbos table. What you can do now? All the shops are closed. You can't cook, can't bake. You're hungry. Chazal didn't just tell you a fact. They told you that there's an inyan to be mechid for Shabbos. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's an inyan on Friday morning to get up early, pay attention to all the Mishmar boys, to get up early for preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. So they state. It's an inyan to start off doing something for Shabbos Kodesh. The whole week round, you see this inyan prepare for Shabbos. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Lachinu, there's an achona for Shabbos. There's a din of preparing for the coming of Shabbos. Shabbos does not come in for the person who doesn't prepare for it. We mentioned earlier, l'chodoidi, yes. L'chodoidi is exceptional in all the mitzvahs. Where does l'chodoidi come from? A mitzvah, an idea brought from the Gemara above a Kaman on a base, we were told over there, that they used to go out to the fields in Svas, and those places, and go out to the fields, and wait for Shabbos Malkus to come, and they say, boi chala Malkus, ooh, Shabbos Malkus. The rabbis of God to do that. And Darizal made the Inyan of it, and Shlomo Kabat mentioned earlier, he made it into a nice poem, into a nice, a very high Inyan there. It's not a poem, just a very high Dvorim. The point we're trying to get across is, Rabbi Isai, we don't find that by other mitzvahs that there's a whole reception program. Shabbos needs a reception program. And what happens if a person comes in to Shabbos without the reception program? He'll tell Shabbos. It's not the same Shabbos. Anybody who's coming to Shabbos without the correct achona, he might have food in the refrigerator, he might have prepared matzahs there, no chalas, he had wine, open bottles, everything was fine. but he didn't prepare for Shabbos, Nishkin Shabbos. He won't feel it. Yet more, everybody can tell from his own experience. He has times where he's prepared ahead of time for Shabbos, and he got into shul in time, or to the yeshiva, or to the union, and he's ready, waiting for Shabbos to come. And there are times when, unfortunately, he wasn't ready in time, and the Shabbos chased him. Yeah? What's going to happen now? The Shabbos, what's going to happen? He's like on the crazy man, the last moment, is he going to make it or not? And he just gets it in the last second. You know the difference in not the tiredness or not. The Shabbos. The person who Shabbos chased him, the Shabbos will never be a Gishmak or Shabbos. The person who chased the Shabbos, he went out to the field, they said Shabbos, he didn't have a Shabbos. Shabbos is different. All these things need a lot of explanation. Why is it? Why is it Shabbos got those unique dinim which don't apply to most other mitzvahs? Come out any other mitzvah. All mitzvahs add hachonim. It's not part of the din. I'm going to start with something of the mon, which sounds technical, but you'll see there's a oimik in it. We were told by the mon that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought two portions on Erev Shabbos. And that was Beirach, that's Brocha, and it was Kiddush, that on Shabbos it didn't go down. And on the face of it, you could send a question on two sides. First of all, was it really necessary that Kadosh Baruch Hu bring a double portion on Erev Shabbos? Wouldn't it have been just as simple if Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to bring down on Shabbos, that on Friday the people would eat, and it was miraculous. They ate whatever they had to eat, that Asiyus HaOmer was enough for them. They should eat, and it should remain over, and there should be plenty over for tomorrow. It should remain over tomorrow. Because Baruch Hu put two complete portions. After the Kata, the Maral asked a pretty audacious question. He says, where's the Brocha? If you would have got on Friday three times as much, that's fine, so the Brocha. You want for Friday, double for Shabbos, that's Brocha. What are you going on Friday? That's the Mishnah, double. You got double on Friday. So you got exactly as you got Shabbos, Friday and Shabbos. Where's the Brocha? Good Shaila? Got a Teretz, Vomamukim. But let's just start off just to show you, I've tried to point out, there was a Kavod, it wasn't just as there. Yet more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have arranged that they don't chal need on Shabbos to eat. It would also be fine. Yes? Don't think that the mon is just a side issue, because there's a Breishis Rabbah, a Medrash of Breishis Rabbah, who brings down a famous story. You've all heard of a Goyshka Yivoni, professor called Tornus Rappus. There was a gentleman called Tornus Rappus, don't know what they call him in English, and he was a Yivoni who used to constantly interact with the Chachomim and ask them questions in Hashkofa and in Emunah. And one of the questions he asked was, how come Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep the Torah? How do the winds blow and how do things sprout out of the ground on Shabbos? He's got a whole lot of questions there after he learned Hilchos Shabbos. He didn't want to be kind and he asked kashas of them. So that was one of his kashas. So the Gemara Medrash there, Rabbi Kiva answered him. Abba, look at Mon. Mon, you put two before and one on the Shabbos, nothing came down. So that was the Eidus to Yisrael, that was the Eidus, and proof is better. If you look in the Pasuk, last week's Pasha B'Shalach, it's written, Ru'u, ki Hashem no son nechem es Shabbos. What does Ru'u mean? See with your eyes. I mean, the mon was supposed to be an actual hoichocha, to walk into Shabbos, you see, two the day before, nothing. We will leave this open, unanswered at the moment. Rather, leave it at a technical level, which B'siyaka D'Shmayim, the Hemshel D'Shmuz, you'll see the oimik, the big deep depth in it. By Hashem, putting a double on Erev Shabbos, and refraining to give on Shabbos, it was clear Shabbos needs a mona, but you don't give it on Shabbos. It has to come from Erev Shabbos. If Kadosh Baruch Hu would have refrained B'chal from giving, Shabbos doesn't need. Now, shteita, what you need in Shabbos has to be Erev Shabbos. That's the same idea as we said before. There's a din achonah me'erev Shabbos. But we're going to see a much deeper inyan, but we have to go a bit further. The Ramban points out on this idea, which Rashi is talking about, zocher v'shomer b'dibor echad. The Ramban points out an extremely important inyan here, which got a bearing for all of the whole Kol HaTorah. He explains like this, the Ramban. He says like this. If you look through the whole Torah Kula, we will see the Torah is divided into mitzvahs asay, positive dinu, mitzvahs loisa asay, mitzvahs which are don't do. He says the word zochoyer is a general reference to positive mitzvahs. Zochoyer means do, positive, make. Shomoyer means protect. Protect is an allusion to what? Loisa asay, what's also to do. So there are things you mechuyif to do and things you are not allowed to do. So he says like this, Shabbos has got zocher to it, it's got the positive side to it, it's also got the shomer. What's the shomer? Don't do the 39, merachos d'oraisin, dinim d'rabbanan, etc. So, now, he says, when Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad, says the Ramban in stage one, listen to a beautiful insight. The Ramban explains, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say two expressions together. He was telling you a beautiful idea that Zocher means doing the mitzvah's essay and refraining from doing the laws of Shabbos are not two separate concepts. They are one concept. I want to repeat that again because it's so important. Shabbos, for everybody, has got two ingredients. There's such a beauty to Shabbos that the person who's blind can see it. It's so beautiful, Shabbos got such a beauty. Tranquility, nice, the whole family together, singing zmiras, nice food, special clothes. It's elevating. The spirit, it's mashu special. Another din, you mustn't do all the 39 malachas, the reisen, all the din, the rabbonim. And you will always have the philosopher ask, excuse me, what does one got to do with the other? Could you not on Tuesday evening have the identical same Shabbos table? Let's all decide to put on our special clothes on Tuesday, or any other day, and get a bottle of wine, goblet, and make a kind of a ceremony for the kitchen. Sing Zmirot, you do the whole process, and it'll be just as good a evening. How about that? V'lo yelech, you'll never go. It'll be dead. It'll be oomph. I once spoke to one of those people who they have photos on the Zemira's books of a family who put on a mock Shabbos, yes, in order to be photos. So they do it in the middle of the week. That person told me he had such a hollow feeling inside himself, he can't describe it. What was wrong? He said, snish. It was mamish a sheker, he said. It was nothing. It was a sheker mamish. He could hardly keep his smiling. In short, and put it on such a show, anybody will try to see, it doesn't work. Goes yet more. Who said you have to do it exactly at the time when Shkia comes and Kippur? Well, do it a few hours later when it suits me. You light the candles at 7 in the evening, I'm back for work. And we go through the whole process. I'm sure you've heard that from certain people. We'll keep Shabbos at the time which suits us. You know what happens? Within a short time, the Shabbos, Nishkin Shabbos. They make Kiddush, they make Chalas. The Shabbos, Nishkin, they've got another box which they're watching instead. And the whole thing goes, zooms all the way down the road. They lose everything. What's the pshat? You know, it states in the Ramban beautifully, Zocher v'shomer v'dibur echad. Don't think Akash Baruch gave you two dinim. Told you, remember the Shabbos to make the positive Shabbos. And he gave you another halacha. Don't do malachas. If that were so, it could be misparish. It could be understood. Listen, it's an aveva to malachas. It's a mitzvah to do the positive. But it could be done independent. You're a half Jew. You do this half, you don't do that half. We're told nishdazazach, it doesn't work. Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad. There are reingevorzels. One is incorporated in the other. They are fused together. If you have a zoch without a shomer, it's no good. And if you have a shomer without a zocher, the Shabbos is also no good. You know what a shomer without a zocher is? The Shabbos sort of don't. Don't do this and don't do that and don't do that and don't do that. It won't leave a nice taste. Because that's not the Shabbos. The Shabbos is shomer v'zocher, zocher v'shomer. Really the right thing. Davka first, Zocher v'shomer. It's the positivity mingled and incorporated with the labs of the Lacha. But it's not one with and the other, it's one thing. That's Zocher v'shomer. Says the Ramban deeper, please follow the depth of this Ramban, this is Dvoma Muki Meid. He says, if you look into it carefully, you will find that Mitzvah's essay and Mitzvah's Lois Assay encompass the whole Torah. He says, you know what the definition of Mitzvah's Assay is? Ahavas Hashem. Every mitzvah asay which you do is because you love Hashem. It's for Hashem. You don't gain something, you do it for Hashem. So mitzvah's esse is a positive action which you do for Hashem. And mitzvah's loisase, you refrain from doing aveira. Why do you refrain from doing aveira? Because of yiras Hashem. So he says ahava, which is love of Hashem, and yira are described by mitzvah's esse and mitzvah's loisase. There are mitzvahs which are there, you need yira shemayim, not to do aveiras. There are mitzvahs where you need the ahava in order to do the mitzvahs. You need the positive. In order to do, you need the motivation to do. You know what Shabbos is? Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad. Shabbos is Ahava and Yira together. It's a fusion of Ahava and Yira together. That's what Shabbos is. It's a special thing already. Not a poshto zach. You see the Ramban here. Who are yoytzi midas Ahava? Who are midas harachmim? It's a mitzvah's essay of midas harachmim. Says the Ramban further. Says a paladikazach. I want you to hear this, Rabbi Yisai. Lochein mitzvahs asei gedoyle mi mitzvahs loisase. Therefore, it is mitzvahs asei is more chosher than mitzvahs loisasei. Where do we see it from? Asei, doicha loisasei. You know the famous din. If you have mitzvahs asei, the loisasei, one is doicha the other. K'moisho avo gedoyle me'ayiro. Ki am kayim ve'oisei be'gufoi be'moinu retzoyin adoinov, hu godol ma'anishvur ma'asoi sora be'inov. L'chein amu, ose esei ve'docha loisasei. This Ramban opens a new vista of understanding in what a Shabbos is. Shabbos has got a mixture of both. If anybody ever went through a Shabbos experience which was not positive, his mixer was on the wrong position. He mixed it up. It was too much of one without the other. Doesn't mean he was over. Maybe he did shomer, but he didn't proper zocher. It wasn't a nice Shabbos. I want you to know, there are people who unfortunately, even though they keep Shabbos, they're looking at the wash when Shabbos going out, that they can dash off and get back to normal life again. And change their clothes, do other things you can't have Shabbos. Why? The Shabbos them is all. The Shabbos isn't a accumulation of don'ts, and even more don'ts. And if you have a proper person who understands properly what Shabbos is, he can't stand going to finish the Shabbos. He'd always like to extend the Shabbos. Why? Because the Shabbos is Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad. It's the fusion of both together. He doesn't want it to go. He wants to continue. Havai to continue. This, Rabbi Yisai, is an opening. This is the threshold of what we want to do. We can go a lot deeper yet. The Torah called Shabbos to be a Yom Kodosh. Ikacheu, it's holy. And Rashi said, how do we make it holy? With the mon. Okay? How do we understand the word of Kiddushin? How do we understand the word of Kiddushin? Okay? What's Kedusha, Kiddusha? Where do you have the word of Kiddushin? We all know the word of Kiddushin from a wedding. We're learning Maseches Kiddushin. What is Kiddushin by a wedding? What's Rabbi Chonon say? It's two ingredients. What are the two ingredients? You make Kadesh Isha, means you may yachid her, that she's only for you, and she becomes also as Kula Alma Kehektish. She becomes forbidden for everybody else like Hektish. Which means the word Kiddusha has got in it a dual ingredient, which also, if you analyze it, that dual ingredient has got one shayus to it. Yes? Isha is miyuchad lebailo and also akula alma. Is a child to be miyuchad lebailo and not also akula alma? It's not child. Do you feel what's falling? A lady cannot be miyuchad for her husband and also mutter to the rest of the world. That's not ishus. That's not kiddushi. To be also of the whole world and not miyuchad lebailo, that's an arusa. Oh, but that doesn't you see, that's a limit time. You're based Kodesh, that's it. What's kiddushin? The tziruf of both. Asa akula alma miyuchad for. You get the idea? When we talk that Shabbos is kodosh, it's a fusing of those two ingredients, that everything not HaKadosh Baruch Hu dik, that's malachus, everything not spiritual, everything not gashmi, osur, that everything is l'shem shemaim, even the eating on Shabbos is mitzvah. Even the sleeping on Shabbos, sheinu be Shabbos, tanum, achila on Shabbos, mitzvah. There's nothing which is outside the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no chedek or reshus. Shabbos, everything is kodesh. It's miyuchad. Everything which is not malachus, osur. Malachus are osur. So that's Kedusha Shabbos has a parallel. He has the Moshele. There has a parallel to any of Zohar v'Shomer. It's got that same inyan. It's got the yichud of the positive and the negative inside. Said Sharper, Shabbos in the Losha of the Maral is a havdola from Dvorim Chumrim and a kesher to Dovah Ruchnim. That's how the Maral explains it in various places. Meaning, Shabbos is forbidden to do melochas. How do we describe melocha? Melocha means one creates something, one does something, one makes something. All the 39 melochas that are going into their details at the moment are expressions of a person converting a thought which he had into the Olam HaMaaseh. He had a thought, I want this item, not Rishus Yochai, I want Rishus Rabbim. I want this item planted. I want this item cut off. I want the fruit to be eaten, so therefore taken off. I want it to be separated. I want it to be cooked. What? You have a machshava, put it into action. Putting machshava into action is the physical world. That's called the Olam HaChumri. The Olam HaChumri on Shabbos is switched off. The Olam HaRuchni on Shabbos, that's on. Olam HaRuchni, the spiritual world on Shabbos, that's really cooking. This is an opening to understand something a little deeper, and then, of course, Baruch Hu gives the Yachshu Mai, will be zeichet to understand a little bit of what Shabbos is about. Adam Rishon, before he did his chait, was he doing any of the Raman Test Melochas? No, he was busy with much more spiritual, esoteric activity inside Gan Eden, and Malochim, Soilin Aboto, Moizgin Oyayin, they took care of all his need. There was no physical activity at all. Where was the first physical activity needed? He was thrown out of Gan Eden. Then he had to go out into the physical world and he had to do physical work in the world. Said this in the simplest possible oifen. Of course, this has got big, huge implications, hundreds of aspects to it which we can't go into now. But said on the simplest possible oifen, please listen. On the simplest possible oifen. Adam Rishon in Gan Eden was a ruchnistic entity, was spiritual. His occupation was predominantly his neshama. He had a goof which was very thin, was very transparent, and did not take much place. It wasn't of great importance. You would treat it like the shoes of somebody if you met today, which is not very important. Yes, I have shoes, but when you don't say, hello, Mr. Shoe. You say, hello, Mr. Yitzchak. He's wearing shoes. So you say, if you met Adam Rishon, you wouldn't have met his body. You wouldn't have met his body. You meet him, you meet the real Adam Rishon. He's got a body as well. It's like today, a person has his shoes on. You wouldn't say that's meeting him, his body. Later on, his body became obvious, became into a thickness. Akirus as a result of the chait, and he had to start doing melachas. Melachas are activities which he had to do outside of Gan Eden, which he had to do when he was told to go to work. They are tikkun of his goof. Why the tikkun of goof he can't go into? Because Baruch Hu told him, "Bezeas apecha toicha lechem." That's lametes melachas. With the sweat of your forehead you will eat bread. That's lametes melachas. How they're connected? Another time. But not now. But that is so. Those two connected. It means he was told to go to work. Do all things in order to bring out food. That work was supposed to be metaken the fact that he had destroyed his body. His body had gone kilkul. That's a tikkun for the body. How it's a tikkun for the body, we can't go into now. It's too wide. But that's what. inside Gan Eden, wasn't occupied with his body, he was occupied with his real pure, his neshama. Even though Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon a klala to work 6 days a week outside of Gan Eden, Shabbos wasn't incorporating that. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh is called Shabbos Yoyme de Nishmosa. It's the day of the neshama. We don't understand exactly what it means, the day of the neshama, but in a simple level, like is relevant to ourselves, say that's a day which is mufka. It's detached and not involved at all in the klal of Adam Rishon Bezeis HaBechadoich Alechem. So there you have Me'ein Olam Haba Yoim Shabbos Menucha. Remember that? Shabbos is a Me'ein Olam Haba. Echol Vishishim. It's something of it. Because you didn't get rid of your body. You can't say, throughout the body, now I've got Shabbos when Shom alone. It doesn't go. But on Shabbos, there is a preoccupation with the Koichos HaNeshomer. Even the goof, says Rashi and Beitza, is not soysa the Neshomer. That's why you can eat more. Remember the Rashi and Beitza, Dav? That's right. You got a Tezayin there on the side in the middle. And he says that if you eat on Shabbos, you got a Neshomer Yisera, it doesn't contradict your body, correct? You got it. That's what's going on there. It's not just that. Because you're, even if you eat food, of course, I don't say you cannot become gashmistik. But if you take it Shabbos-tik, then it doesn't make you more animal-like. It doesn't strengthen the physical part of the body. It strengthens the spiritual. Because you're eating Chvoy Shabbos Kodesh. It's a Kedusha. That's the beauty of Shabbos. Shabbos, all the energy loops into the most physical activity a person can do. It doesn't Chvoy Shabbos. They become Kedusha. That's Shabbos. That's Shabbos. That's the Emes. Same thing as well. It's Kedusha, peak Kedusha. Why? Because that means all the physical things become Shabbos, that goes Neshomadik. Everything goes Neshomadik Shabbos. What is behind this idea? What is behind this idea that Shabbos has got shaykhes to the neshama and to the ruchnias, etc.? Listen carefully. We mentioned many times the word oilam has a shaykhes with the word ha'aloma. Ha'aloma means hiding. When Hashem creates a world and the physicality of the world has got its own, as we might call it, its own pattern, and it works well, and it operates, the physicality of the world has got the capacity of hiding the one who makes it. Hides Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means the neshama is not activity, is not noticeable. The spirit gets lost when there's all activity involved. You stop activity, that's when the spirit becomes a little more predominant. Do you want to hear it a little sharper? If a person, during the week, wants to be a productive person, I'm talking something sort of oriented, that's, we'll soon see later, it's from Madrega. Talking normally, Sheshes Yom Tavit, somebody who works 6 days. What does he do? He harnesses his mind, his cup, his energies, his intellect, his ideas, to create a better world. That's the best. Worth to make some extra parnosa. But okay, he's in the physical world. So what is he really doing? He's harnessing koyach ha-machshav, which is a type of spiritual thing. It's not always spiritual, but a type of spiritual energy which could be used for spirituality. And he's making out of it real big time physicality. He's a producer. Yes? He's a producer. You know what he did? He brought the ulamas from the ruchni to the gashmi. Asher bogo lekim la'asois. That was 6 days. Asher bogo lekim la'asois, to do. The seventh day, Shabbos, no. Shabbos, everything goes back to a cherish. What does it mean goes back to a cherish? Shabbos means that everything focuses, please follow carefully, everything focuses just the opposite direction. We advocate the mind is only used for Kedusha Torah. For Divrei Torah, for Divrei Kedusha. Every physical item which you eat, you attach it to Kedusha. Your mind is harnessed the opposite direction. It's bringing things back to their origin. It's making the physical back to spiritual. That's the Yom HaNishmasa. That is the day where Hashem enables you by giving you the extra neshama. And by himself making revealing himself a little bit more, he makes the neshama actual to you on Shabbos more than during the week. We're making a diversion a second, just to say, people who learn the whole week, not the whole necessarily, but Bachrim, but there is a Tamar Chochem, it's called in the Lashon Chazal, it's called a Shabbos. Why is the Tamar Chochem called Shabbos? Tamar Chochem Ikra Shabbos, the Lashon Chazal. Because the Tamar Chochem, the holy ground, is occupied only in one thing, his Machshavas to convert Gashmi to Ruchni. Yes? Whether he learns Bavakam or Kiddush, whatever every physical thing comes across, he's trying to make it back into Dvar Hashem. So he's making Gashmi into Ruchni. That's Shabbos day. Tamar Chochem Ikra Shabbos. It's all very good, except when you walk on the road. Then you have to remember the cars drive, because these people don't keep Shabbos during the week, and therefore you don't walk in the road. But apart from that, everywhere else where you go, Tamar Chochem Ikra Shabbos. You should be occupied in Ruchni the whole time. Legufa shel davar, Rabbeisai. When a person is zoicha to get a bit of a tam of the zocher, the shomer, that means the positive, the negative, the avo and the yira, and not have avo independent, and not have yira independent, but fuse the two, which is not always so easy, but Shabbos enables you to fuse the two, because the beauty of Shabbos only comes out when you don't do malachas, and the not doing malachas fuses with the beauty of Shabbos. You know, it suddenly becomes nisgale koiches haruchni. And then he feels the ruchnias with the ava and yira, which is developed from the asseh and lois asseh, in a different way than he can during the week. Now we're going to come to something which is a bit of, maybe to, as an introduction. We spoke last week about the beautiful Shabbos, and Moshe Shabbos. We spoke about beautiful Inyan, brought down in the Heidegger Ramban, that the toichen of mon is something very spiritual, and in the higher olamos which it is, it's made from malachim to it, but it's a mit gashem, it's converted shaloike derech hateva into gashmi. Brought Ramachal on it, we won't go into it again. Moshe thinking Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach. The ruchni becoming gashmi. Now you know why there was no man on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is supposed to be not Ruchni becoming Gashmi. You know what it's supposed to be? Gashmi becoming Ruchni. And that's why you had Shmon Erev Shabbos, which was Mevorech. Do you know what the broch of man is Erev Shabbos, Heilig Neshama? That you got man on Erev Shabbos, which was originally Kedusha, Ruchni, Oyer, says the Ramban. And it became Gashmi on Erev Shabbos, came down. And what did you do? You ate it on Friday? No, you couldn't eat it on Friday. Because eating on Friday remains Gashmi. Well, you know what you did? You ate it on Shabbos. And when you ate on Shabbos, you know what you did? You sent it back up, you came again Ruchni. That's, you did two things with the same on. Bor Choy B'mon, the kid Choy B'mon. Do you hear Michael? Moshe Michael. Bor Choy B'mon, the kid Choy. The bracha was he got double. And he asked what's the bracha. He got the same amount there. The kitchoy, because with that he took the man and made it kodosh. What was became his gashim came back the other direction. If you want to hear it in the very simplest way, Hashem Yisbarach made the world in 6 days. Yes, he didn't just make the world in his whole 6 days. Was a production of creation, because Kishbrochus ruchnistik in Yonim came down to the physical world, and a physical world was made. When Kishbrochus stopped in Shabbos, it didn't mean that just everything was over, so there was nothing more to do. Because then we wouldn't say by Yonah bin Vayinofash. That's he stopped. Wasn't be Vayishpois. Wouldn't be Vayishpois by him. He stopped. Shvisa means a positive thing. Shabbos is positive. The idea which Kadosh Baruch Hu on the seventh day did was, he said, on the seventh day, there's no more conversion of Ruchni to Gashmi. The seventh is the opposite of conversion of Gashmi back to Ruchni. That's the Matzorah. So I make 6 days of physical. But those physical have to prepare for the Shabbos. Because if you have 6 days of physical, and afterwards you have a Shabbos, it's useless. Then you've got detached the two chalokim. So what do you have to have? Not a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You have your Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Aleph, Hey, Vav. You have a Choner, the Shabbos, Vechino, Sheyaviyu. Everything is preparing for that Shabbos. You bought a nice thing, Nizdamen Loi Dovar. You bumped into a nice item, Pshee, that's for Shabbos Kodesh. Everything Lechoy, the Heiliger, Shabbos. Do you hear what's going on? Everything going up and up for Shabbos. You're converting Gashmi into Ruchni. Why? Because Hashem on the 6 days, He created a world which actually was taking higher spiritual elements and making them into the physical world. For a reason we're not going to talk now, but that was Halem, Ha'aloma, as it were, hiding Hashem Yisborach. Because the more physical attributes developed, the more Kosh Baruch was hidden. Came the seventh day, He didn't do any more hiding. He didn't add more physicality, He did the opposite. He made Himself more noticeable. We're dividing that now into two Yesodos, which are written in the Malbim. One of these Yesodos is so tremendous, so powerful, is so energetic to the honest thinker, it's mind-boggling. He says, if you take thousands of years that Klal Yisrael lived throughout the times in Eretz Yisrael and in Golos, all those people who are Shomer Shabbos Ketel Chosah, we're not talking about one, we're talking about five, we're not talking about ten. We're talking about tzibbers of millions and millions of people throughout the generations who kept Shabbos. And they survived. They didn't just survive. Many of them survived much better off financially than the Mechallel Shabbos. We're not saying only Shomer Shabbos are better off than the Mechallel Shabbos. We didn't say that, but say lots of Shomrei Torah u'mitzvos, even though the Derech HaTeva says you got to work 7 days, long before the Goyim came along with the 5-day working week, etc. But I'm saying in the Kohen of once upon a time, even in the times, you know, when the states was big pressure to work 7 days a week, that's the Nebuchadnezzar called Exodus, had came to the Nisyonis in the states of starting to work. In Poland, it was like everywhere, they had to work Shabbaton. The Yidden didn't work, and the Chura, they shouldn't have Parosa. They always survived. Nobody ever died because he didn't work in Shabbos. Didn't ever happen. Do you know what that edus it is that there's another avenue of Parnassah? It's an edus mufureshes that there's another avenue of Shefa. There's 6 days of Avoida, but there's another day which works different. That's one point. Now we're going to go a deeper point and you see the muiridik of the two Amishtab. Says the Malbim. We are told Shabbos Kodesh is Eidus. Eidus is testimony that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Testimony, he says, is proof. Proof means irrevocable proof. Where do we see that Shabbos is proof? The Torah says it. Ask the Malbim a straightforward question. If you believe in the Torah, you already learned in Parshas Bereishis that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. See, you don't need Shabbos to be an Eidus. And Chas v'Shalom, if a person didn't, where would he see in the Shabbos an Eidus to what he doesn't believe in? That's the question he presents. And he says a deep philosophy, which got a oimek lifnimi oimek. He says like this. We are going to not entertain as belief, but we are just, for a point of argument, going to discuss the opinion of those who held that the world developed. The world such is, unfortunately, though, such a... We don't entertain it as an opinion, but we're only bringing it up in order to show its fallacy from Shabbos. He says, their idea, basically, was that things developed. At a certain stage, more and more and more. I'm not going to go into it, you all know about it. He says, do you know what the biggest disproof of their shitta is? The greatest disproof of it is Shabbos. So how does Shabbos disprove it? He says, posh it. The Torah tells you a process that everything was built. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. Stop. By came the end of the 6 days, there's more stopped activity. 7 day, he stopped. He says, if you have a process of, I don't even use the word, because the word alone is gives a kind of credence that if it's a shitta, it's a non-shitta. But if there is a process which meets at atmoy, this develops and so on, yes develops and yes develops, he's asking, where's all the new developments? Why did they stop? Efata, why don't they continue? Why did they at one stage stop developing further? He says, you know what the Teretz is? Shabbos. The Teretz is Shabbos, the only Teretz. Shabbos disproves them. You know why? Because there was a creation 6 days, and at one stage, stop. By Yishbois, by Yom HaShvi'im, and Kol Malach Teshosa. And if there's a stop, there's no more activity. That explains it. He says, if you're misamit in the depth of Seichel, you'll find there's no upfeig on that child. So that's the biggest edus that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world by him being by us commemorating the fact that he was Shoivus, that's the edus that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Otherwise, there'd be things going on. Just taking that into a proper understanding, the movement of the Dover is like we were saying earlier, but in a much sharper oifen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 6 days of programmed, intended conversion of the higher Inyanim into the physical activity which exists in the world. Gave it over to man, first in Gan Eden, wasn't successful, now the world which you're in. But the purpose eventually hasn't changed. The eventual purpose to bring all back to spirituality. If the continuity of the physicality would continue developing, then it's a non-ending process in the wrong direction. It's not. It's a process with a limit, so that can be brought back. This idea of being brought back is connected to a Chazal. I'm sure you know the Shloime. Chazal say in the Medrash, Kol Shviyin are Kodesh. All the sevens are Kodesh. It brings a lot of Dugmois for it. For example, Shabbos, and you have Shemitah, and you have Yovel, which is 7 Shemitahs. In other words, 7 is always a cycle of Kedusha. What is the idea? Because Baruch Hu created the world as 6 days of preparation, which are, in actual fact, physicalities, but they all have to lead up to bring it all back to spirituality. That's why there's also the Remez and Chazal on the same type of idea, that the whole physical world we're in is only going to be 6,000 years, no more than that. Not a whole city, but almost 6,000 years. It won't go beyond 6,000 years. V'chad charuv, like the Gemara says there, Yveshach. But what is the idea of chad charuv means, said Ramachal, the other Meforshim? Not to be understood in the understanding of churban. It's churban vis-a-vis physicality. The oilam is charuv, but the gili will be ruchni. There will be ruchni sticky gili during that time. Then you'll see the right picture. That would be the revelation of the right picture. Very similar that people keep Shemitah. It's totally against physical laws to keep Shemitah. One person, two people, yeah, but not a whole country. Of a Shemitah, you survive from it. If you survive Shemitah, that's an age of Kadosh Baruch Hu around the world. He does the parnasa. Kal v'chomer, even beyond that, Yovel. Just as Derech Agav, I want to make a Maimar HaMuzgar to tell you an interesting observation, which is interesting and painful. Tonight, this year is Shemitah. And on Shemitah, there's the Issa Sfichin, which we can't go into. Most of you know that Yerokis, which grow up, have got an Issa. We, who keep Shemitah Kehil Chosa, have difficulty getting Peiros in the Yerokis. No Peiros, no problem this year. Yerokis are vegetables. So, there's places to get them which are not in Jewish territory, and expensive and dangerous, intifadas, problems. At the beginning of this year, before the Shemitah, there was a discussion with the authorities of a particular country to enable us to import from Chutz Laaretz. There's a lot of places in Chutz Laaretz where they have plenty vegetables, to import vegetables from Chutz Laaretz, so thereby the Shemir Shemitah would have no shortage and it would be a lot cheaper than buying from the Arab Shekinah with all the expenses which are involved in the security of all that activity. And that particular authorities, those particular authorities said, no, out of the question, we mustn't disturb the agriculture of the country, and blah, 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 blah. All high ideas. And you know what Kadosh Baruch Hu did? Kadosh Baruch Hu did two wonderful things. Shlaim Shemachas at the same time. He brought a freeze to this country, which it hasn't been. the country went below the degree of Ephes, below freezing point, which in other countries is common. In this country, it's totally a considered, yes, the last, it became freezing in the north and Yerushalayim and other places, went below zero, and all those yerokos, all those vegetables, which unfortunately, by Yidden who don't know the halacha, were planted on Shemitah and therefore are also to be used on Shemitah, they froze to death. So now the country is in a terrible, what they call Ason Le'umi. In a country is in a, how do you say it in English? A national catastrophe. They're all the farmers, all their vegetables frozen to death. You can't eat them, finished, they're destroyed. Even if they continue growing, they're for Javert. They don't grow up properly anymore. What's good about his nice? Two things. First thing is, nobody's going to eat Shemitah foods. They're not, because if they're not used, they're not used. The Shemitah, the Kodesh, they mustn't be used. They won't be used, they're frozen. They got destroyed. And secondly, you know, the Ministry of Agriculture suddenly finds you can import from Chutzlar. Yeah? And now we are going to be getting all the Chutzlar sticker products and cheaper pricing, me to Shem. It's painful to me that Goshboch had to do it in such a way. You see, Goshboch makes it freezing for what reason? It was really freezing a few days. And just a few days freezing, just did the whole thing. Chick, chuck. Took care of all the problems. Akaponim, we've often seen Moire de Genisim for Shem and Shemitah, which are really remarkable. This is a nice, which is just unbelievable. I'm telling you that blind people can see it. It's an open nice. Avalemaisa, Shemitah is one of those things like Shabbos, which is connected to Derech HaTeva, but it works. You know how it works? Because Hashem made his world in such a program. 6 days? Yes, the world is built on physicality. But the seventh? It's built on Kedusha. When we say Tamachochem Ikra Shabbos, people who sit and learn all their lives, they don't need to be occupied in Parnosa. Yeah, because they switched into them. They don't have four gears. They don't have five gears. They've got the seventh gear. They have today's Japanese car with six gears. This is the seventh gear. They're getting there. The seventh gear, that goes automatically. You don't put any gas in. You don't need anything. It just goes. That Rabbi Yisrael, we say, goes by itself. Yes? That's the Mahalach HaShvi. I'm telling you. We have always had tzaddikos. You look up the Rambam. He says about Matei, Levi. They always survived. How did they survive? From Hashem, through the Mon. How did the Mon come to them? Because they did not have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Mahalach, or Friday, Shabbos day. Because Shabbos, they had Parnos. So, in short, the idea of Shabbos Kodesh is to reinforce in ourselves the Ruchnistic existence of the world is the predominant existence. And all the others are Levushim. Shabbos, those Levushim, change. Like we change our clothes. It's not only we change our clothes on Shabbos. The world changed its clothes on Shabbos. And if you look at it in its proper clothing, you recognize Hashem better than during the week. The same as when you see a person on Shabbos, he looks more, Yiddish, more Shabbos. You see him on Shabbos, more Shabbos. The world, the Bria looks more Shabbos than Shabbos. And the Bria looks more Shabbos than Shabbos, that means you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu better on Shabbos. That's the Yomer Nishmos. That's the start of what Shabbos is. The delicate ear will now understand the Rashi which we started at the beginning, that there's a Berchoy B'mon and Kidshoy B'mon. And how does Rashi explain Berchoy B'mon and Kidshoy B'mon? Berchoy B'mon means there was an additive Erev Shabbos, extra Mon Erev Shabbos, and Kidshoy by Shabbos, by not having Mon on Shabbos. Do you see how that fits into Zohar V'Shomer? The Berchoy is like the Zohar, and the Kidshoy is like the Shomer, the not sending. What do the two fuse into? Ru'u ke'anina satach and Shabbos. If you look carefully, you can see Hashem is giving you the Shabbos. Because such an experience like Shabbos is, nobody else can produce it. I have umpteen stories, which I can tell, some I've heard from others, some I've experienced personally myself, with people who have been exposed to all type of scenarios throughout the world, and they've been by a proper Shabbos table, and they're made that there's nothing in the world which can compare to the intensity and the uniqueness and the speciality of what a Shabbos Kodesh is. But I can't define it. It's undefinable. It's not definable. That's what the Teichen is. That's what it's the Zohar v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad. It's the Ava and Yira. It's the Gilu of Hashem in the Briah in a way, in a new cloak. When you put on the Shabbos tablecloth, you don't just pick a tablecloth for Shabbos. You cover the Gashmistic part of the Briah. So now even the Gashmistic part has got a new Gavan. What's Gavan? A new shade. The Shabbos shade. What's Shabbos shade? A Moruchim shade. And when you put your Shabbos clothing on, different clothing the rest of the week, you're making yourself, as it were, into a new Gavan. And the same, who puts out the tablecloth on the tables on Shabbos Kodesh, it's the same idea. Everything Shabbos day, the different davening, the different tefillah, the different singing, the Shomer v'Zocher, etc. All of that, that's the idea of the Hachonah for Shabbos as well. What's that? We asked before we started so much other things to talk, we're short of time. But today we started at the beginning talking about the idea that it's a unique deal on Shabbos, the Hachonah of Shabbos. And only somebody does the Hachonah, does it. It's a very simple why. Since our physicality and our minds and our chushim, our senses, relate easily, directly to physicality, don't relate easily to spirituality, because it's not detectable, it's not tangible, it's not seeable, and it's not touchable, it's esoteric. Therefore, do you know the way a person can get to it is? Preparation. If he prepares for it and looks forward to it and he gets things ready and puts things away for it, the hachona in the nefesh, the fact that he prepares himself towards it, is machshir, the nefesh, makes the person suitable to pick up those special spiritual vibes. In the same way, if somebody wants to be a novi, don't know if anybody wants to be a novi, but if somebody wants to be a novi, he doesn't say, okay, I'm going to be a novi, let's hear the nevius and switch off again. Because I'll explain that a novi needed a whole process of procedure, of preparation, of depth. He had to throw himself into it and get himself, ooh, till he got there. Yes? That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, you're creating the achonah of Shabbos. It's not just a technicality, getting ready for Shabbos, and that's the lechod deidi of Shabbos, that is coming on time and not coming late, etc., and getting all the foods ready. As we said, if Kodesh Baruch Hu would have just said, you mustn't do eating on Shabbos, but everyone would have prepared to have a Shabbos. But the preparing of the food every Shabbos wouldn't be special food, wouldn't be Shabbos-tika food. It would be weekday food, which you can't go hungry on Shabbos, eat on Shabbos. But every bit of food which eaten on Shabbos was bought, l'chvayi Shabbos Kodesh. And it was cooked, l'chvayi Shabbos Kodesh. And it was baked, l'chvayi Shabbos Kodesh. And it was set, l'chvayi Shabbos Kodesh. It's different. The food's almost got an Ishami Yaseh in it. Don't get me technically. But the food definitely is mukhshar to help your neshav yaseir to pick it up. That's achona. With achona, it means you change the kivun. You change what's the kivun, the direction, the aim, the direction of the food. Instead of being directed to make one more the physical, it makes one more spiritual. Kaboisai, this is an opening to what Shabbos is. We got very little bit further than we began, but you got some kind of inkling. Shabbos is not what it appears to us on the outside. It's a lot more. I finish off with a beautiful story from the Alexander Rebbe, which is pretty similar to a story which they tell about the Chofetz Chaim, but it's got an extra knesh to it. It's a mice which happened with Alexander Rebbe, and Rav Moshe Tukuchinsky, who was a mashgiach in Slabotka, he used to tell over the story. I'm going to take a mice. He says, the Alexander Rebbe was one of those Rebbes, a big Rebbe in Poland, who had a lot of Hasidim, so he had an open house. Everybody came in and out the whole time, and his Rebbetzin, poor Rebbetzin, she was being trampled over, was pushed aside the whole time, and things were always missing in the house. Why were they missing? The Hasidim brought things, but when everybody was coming in, the Klippers came in as well, and it wasn't only Hasidim came in, it was also non-Hasidim came in, and they used the opportunity to occasionally pick up things and they'd leave and they'd be missing. And the Rebbe was always upset when these people would pick up things and things were missing. And the Rebbe would ask, Ilmazel. One day, the Rebbe was busy learning B'Kedusha V'Torah, and the Rebbe came running in to say, Rebbe Magigamvet the Leichter, they've stolen the Shabbos candlesticks. Continue learning. So she says to him, they're a heirloom. I got them from my parents, who got them from their parents. It's gone back seven generations, and they've all been kind of Shabbos on it, the Shabbos candlesticks. Then he says, then she wants to get him out of his, you know, he's the Rebbe, he should do something for her as well. So she says, Abba's very good as our geld. It's worth a tremendous lot of money. I say, hey, Tate. Okay, so he jumped out of the seat without even pulling on his jacket. That's a lot for a chosid. And he ran. Where did the ganav go? They don't know. Well, he was a Rebbe. And he had the chush. And he started running. And he found the ganav. And as he got close enough to the ganav, he says, Gabid! The ganav starts running faster because he thinks he's trying to stop him, the ganeva. So he says, Gabid, the Rebbetzin told me that these candlesticks are worth a lot of money. Don't sell them cheap. What did he say? He says, do you know what the pshat is? He says, Nebuchadnezzar stooped down to Gnev. I was moichem straight away. He told me they were stolen. I was moichem. I have no right to chase after them. But I heard the Rebbetzin say they're worth a lot of money. But some of the Ganav is a low life. He doesn't know what they're worth. He'll sell them for a small amount of money. If he already has them, let him make proper money. I heard they're worth a lot. I want to make sure. Hilchas Hashavas Aveda to the Ganav. Get to attack. Says the Remoshe to Kaczynski, with this story, I pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kosh Baruch Hu, go and tell Bnei Yisrael, Matono toive yeshli bebeis genozai. I have a tremendous good matona in my treasury. With Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos. He says, what does the Gemara mean? He says, this is what Gemara means. The Gemara means what the Alexander Rebbe said to the Ganef. Everybody's got Shabbos, and you've got to keep Shabbos. Shabbos says Malachas, and you've got to do this, you do it all. No. I've got a matana, don't sell it cheap. Don't treat the Shabbos cheaply. Don't sell the Shabbos, get rid of the Shabbos for nothing. A person goes through Shabbos 26 hours and go out with kamat klum. He wasn't mechal Shabbos, he was mechal all the mitzvahs, but he didn't pick up the matana. It says, Matona Toive, when Kosh Baruch Hu already tells you it's Matona Toive. Do you know what Matona Toive is? I think everybody here knows what Matona Toive is. What Toive has Kosh Baruch Hu got to give to a person more than something ruchnistic? Yoyma Dinishmosa. The Matona Toive is what you're all looking for. Shabbos, you've got a double, the Mona Yaseira, you've got a Yonishoma Yaseira, a double opportunity of ruchni. This is your opportunity, a double opportunity of ruchni. This is the opportunity. You hear the Gemara? A double opportunity of ruchni. That's a matona toiva. It's as good as you prepare for it. Don't sell it cheap. Don't let the Shabbos get rid of the way with garnish. Shabbos kodesh. Feel of it. Practically, Rabbi, so what we've told you is a bit of an opening. Yim Rishon, Yim Sheni. You still talk about Sunday, Monday, welcome you do. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, you say morning. You look forward to Shabbos. Preparing for Shabbos. Get ready in time for Shabbos. Understand a bit what Shabbos is, and you yourself will feel the benefit.